Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú Nomion with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
It's Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Trac O'Brien. This week we meet with the No Planet B Youth Environmental Club in Kildare. This innovative club was set up to raise awareness about climate change and biodiversity loss while empowering young people with hope and help them identify how they can play a positive role in saving our planet. To learn a bit more about it, I met with Niamh Fitzgibbon to get some background about the club.
Yeah, so the No Planet B Club is a youth environmental club that we started up about 5 or 6 years ago. So it's really about the kids getting together and just because they all worry about climate change.
Yeah.
And I really feel that they have it within themselves. You know, we all need to take the power back because, you know, it's humans that cause climate change and it's humans that have to fix it. And I think if they, you know, if they don't know about it when they're younger,
yeah,
it's much harder to learn about it when you're older.
Yep.
And so like in school they learn quite a bit, but you know, they really need to learn about the practical things. They,
yeah,
need to go out to the bogs and see what nature's about and, you know, learn about you know, we sometimes do little things like we go into the supermarkets and we look at you know, how much plastic is on the food and where it's come from.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we also go to places, like we always try to collaborate locally.
Yeah.
So we go to, there's a shop called Refills in Nace.
Yeah.
And so that's all anti-packaging, of course.
Okay.
And
the,
that's a brilliant
shop,
place.
Yeah.
So we do the same there. We go in and have a little chat with them. And
so then it's little projects like that to empower the way that young people are thinking about it, going, I can make a difference.
Exactly. So, you know, we also did a project for the Peatlands Park.
Okay.
So there's a group of NGOs, 7 NGOs, that started up a proposal for National Peatlands Park in Kildare and the Midlands. And they're like people, fantastic people, like Butterfly Conservation Ireland and Irish Peatlands Conservation and Wild Kildare and all those different groups, and they got together to come up with this fantastic proposal.
Yeah.
When we heard about that, and we had been to the bog as well and learnt all about biodiversity and the, you know, the species that we wanted to save.
Mm.
So we thought it'd be really good to support that. So then the kids, you know, started doing presentations and they made a movie about it, and we ended up going to the county, Kildare County Council, and, you know, one of their monthly meetings, we did a presentation there.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, and the concept behind it, I suppose, a lot of information you'll find out about the No Planet B Club is on the website. This is open, I presume, if other people wanted to start their own club. There's one in Nace, but there's nothing stopping other groups around the country from starting up a club and looking at what you've done online to learn from it.
Absolutely. I'd really encourage it. I think, you know, if the young people can get their power back, we'll be going a long way, you know.
Yeah.
We still are in a stage where it can be turned around, which is fantastic.
I also met with a few of its members, along with its founding member, 15-year-old Ruby Cowdell, who came up with the idea while she was in fourth class.
So my friend and I both happened to learn about climate change on the same weekend. We were in fourth class at the time.
Fourth class. Long time ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we decided we were going to start a club ourselves to take action. So we got some friends together and we did simple stuff like litter picking. And it really developed from there. We started working on art projects and then we looked at other environmental projects other people were doing.
What things in particular stand out for you that worry you about the environment?
I think it's disappointing to see that the people impacted the most are in developing countries, and yet they're not the main cause of emissions.
And you got to go up to the Dáil, I understand, a while back. What was that like?
Yeah, so we were doing a campaign for a national peatlands park. We got to take a bus up to Dublin together and we practiced speeches.
Pretty
for
good.
A presentation we were going to give to Minister Malcolm Noonan for Heritage, Minister Oisin Smith and Senator Vincent P. Martin. It was a great day. We got to go give the presentation and we got a tour of the Dáil and we got to see where all the big decisions are made, and that was really interesting.
So Darcy, you're involved with the No Planet B Club here in Nace. Are there any particular environmental issues that worry you the most?
Definitely a lot about biodiversity loss and the amount of species that are going like extinct recently, you know. And I think that's one of like the big reasons why we started our like National Peatlands Park project. because the bogs are home to many, many... So much biodiversity.
It's great to see young people take such proactive steps in dealing with climate change. And if you'd like to know more about the club in Naas, or would be interested in starting a club in your own area, why not get in touch with them at noplanetbnaas.com. Don't forget you can listen back to all the features on the Ours to Protect page on nova.ie or on ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisión na Meán with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.